But corn on the cob can be most any kind of corn as far as that. But most people prefer sweet corn when they're eating it or when you're going to cook it that way. But and then, of course, roasting ears has been a term that I've heard all my life for just corn, period.
Right. What about on the top of a corn stalk, the little thing that kind of waves in the
tassel. Roof?
Okay. And what is it that kids, no, on a corn, ear of corn, the stringy stuff that you try to get out before you cook it?
Silks.
Okay.
You have to silk the corn.
Right. And you never get it all out, no matter how hard you try.
I don't care how hard you try.
What about the big yellow or big orange thing that kids make a jack-o'-lantern out of? It?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And a similar thing, except it's yellow, and you cook it and eat it.
Squash.
Okay. What kind of melons are most common around here?
Watermelon.
Okay.
Cantaloupes.
Okay. Any mushmelon?
Mushmelon. Well, there's very little difference, I think, in mushmelon and cantaloupe.
Well, I've never been quite sure of the difference myself.
I don't know exactly what the difference is. I know, of course, they call most of them a mushmelon. Usually, is what Uncle Joe used to say was that they were a little thinner skinned and they were.
Are they smoother skinned?
A smoother skin than a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like a honeydew melon, but they're not. You know, honeydew is real smooth.
Yeah, and it's almost white.
Yeah, but a marshmallow has a... Well, now, marshmallow, really, if... the ones that I've known about, they've had a much sweeter flavor to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like cantaloupe.
I do, too. What about the little things that grow that look like little umbrellas or something? You make a steak sauce out of them. You know, or you can say your steak smothered in what?
Onions.
Or you ever hear of mushrooms?
Mushrooms, okay. Oh yes.
And a poisonous mushroom or something that looks like a mushroom that's poisonous or what?
Tofu.
Okay. somebody might say, well, his throat was sore. He could chew the meat, but he couldn't...
Swallow.
Okay. What kind of owls do you have around here?
Who owls?
They're the big ones,
mm-hmm.
Aren't they?
I bet you did.
Oh. What about a kind of a bird that pecks holes in a tree?
Woodpecker.
Okay. And a black and white striped animal that smells very bad.
Polecat.
Right. Do you know that one of those things, I don't know how, wandered right into one of the main buildings at Florence State University the other day? Nobody knows where he came from, but right in the heart of downtown Florence, a wild skunk walked in. And everybody was running for the hill.
I don't blame them.
It was broad daylight, and the newspaper photographer was there trying to get a picture of it. Everybody was moving out. What is a varmint?
Well, let me see what I call a varmint.
I mean, would it be an insect or a
no,
mouse
it's
or?
An animal.
Okay.
But I would say that rats or a chipmunk is not a varmint.
Okay.
And
what about a squirrel?
Squirrel is not a varmint, I don't think.
Okay, what kind of squirrels do you have around here? Mostly the
gray squirrels.
Mm-hmm.